Welcome to the channel. If you guys are just tuned in, or if you're looking to tune in at some point, if there's anyone live, do jump into the room and say hello. We're going to talk today about stress and about the way that I'm feeling at the moment, and also about maybe how you might be feeling at the moment, and actually how do you kind of overcome stress and feeling overwhelmed about things in your life. The thing is that a lot of the a lot of the workload that we deal with, essentially, in our minds is not so much physical, but it's the mental workload. So we kind of get really stressed by all these things that we put into our brains. You know, all these things we put into our mind, we stack them up and we become very, very stressed and we have lots of anxiety about things. 50% of the things that will happen or have happened, and some of the things actually probably won't ever happen. If you're like me and you like to forecast things that you're doing, you like to forecast certain problems and scenarios, it can be really good. It can be very good to put things on a probability scale. You know, is something going to work or it's not going to work? It's great to put something on a scale. But then what you generally say to yourself and what happens after that is on that scale, where do you actually come when you put so much probability on? You know, when much on that scale, you put so much into that. How do you then manage your own self, your own expectations and your own things that you're doing on that scale with the loading? I run a business, and I'm independent at running my business. I love my business, and this is absolutely great in the leisure industry. I think it's absolutely brilliant. However, sometimes there are limits at which you set in your brain, which are kind of psychological limits to how far you want to push that business. And I think everyone has got a certain level that they can hit and that they can achieve. And sometimes it's breaking through those barriers. When you get to a point in business where you're ready to break through that barrier, that's when things can be quite scary, because you're very exposed, you're very open, you're overworked, you've been working really, really hard, you know, to make that next paycheck, and you're finding yourself really anxiety, you know, with high anxiety and high stress, and you're saying to yourself, well, how can I manage that? How can I get through to that next layer of my life without being in a position of ultimate stress? Without being in a position of ultimate stress, and it's sort of thing. So you think to yourself, okay, how do I get there? What does that look like for me? So it's really important to understand. Excuse me. Where that stress comes from, and what it's kind of doing to your body. Now, there's a lot of triggers in terms of physical triggers, in terms of things that you eat, high sugars, sugars and fats, and also caffeine is acting as a stimulant, is a very high trigger for myself. But I love coffee. I have to have a coffee in the morning. People say go for decaf. I said, well, no, I quite like the feeling of having something normal if I can, you know, than something that's been kind of manipulated. But of course, your health is the most important thing when it comes to anything, and it is at the forefront of everything. And if you're tired and you're overworked and you're not getting enough sleep in, your body's going to turn around to you and say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to work for you anymore. I'm done. I've thrown in the towel. You know, you don't want your body to resign from yourself. You really don't. And often but not, what you'll find is within yourself and your subconscious, you'll put yourself into that position where your body will just say, hey man, you know what, you're a shitty person, I'm throwing in the towel. And that's what happens, to you, essentially, to your body. It tells you that actually you're not really caring for what you're doing, so I'm throwing in the towel, I'm getting out, I'm gone, I don't want to be employed by you. So you want to be in a harmonious state with yourself. And you want to be able to make sure that you are in a position where you can manage effectively the things that are happening. So what I recommend doing, first of all, is to try not to take on so many psychological stresses. Okay, it's very difficult when you've got loads of jobs going on and loads of places where you have to be, especially when you're self-employed. When you're self-employed, you are the sole breadwinner of that business. You bring everything into that business. And if you do not fulfill the jobs, then that money won't come in. Some people might have paid you up front. And you say, well, okay, thanks for paying me up front. That's great. You go and spend the money. You have a nice time out. You have a meal. You put the rest in. You save the rest, you know, for tax and VAT and everything else like that. And then also, then you realize, oh, hold on a minute. I've got to now do that work. So the reward is best kept. You know, it's important to keep that reward, center as free as possible in terms of that reward. It is great to do a physical job. It is good to get a reward for it in terms of money. Physical job, great. Thanks, John. I built your fence. Here's some cash. Thank you, John. That's brilliant. It's reciprocated in a way of seeing that there is a an actual exchange in that balance between goods and services, and that works out. That's where our minds are generally tuned into. Now, of course, the internet and everything, you know, leveled the playing field for everyone in terms of being creative. Not only did it give a massive open space for everybody to show their artwork and express themselves on many different platforms to many different viewers, it also leveled the playing field for a lot of people. And that can be a very good thing in terms of exposure, but can be a very bad thing in terms of creativity. Because if you are creative, generally, you could easily be introverted. You could go inwards. And that will bring on lots more stress and anxiety further down the line. That's one of the things we're trying to... So lots of things to get rid of stress out of the body. But if you're going to the gym and you're training out, and you're eating healthy and everything else like that, you're not only you're going to put more stress on your body. You're still going to be thinking about those jobs that you're doing. You're still going to be stressed, and you're going to know that you're just running away from the things that you should actually be facing. So I think one of the biggest things is facing things, you know, and talking things through today. And this is what's going to happen, and everything's going to work, and it's going to be great, you know. And that's what you've got to say to yourself: it's going to be great. I'm going to need to put myself out for a few hours. I'm going to need to put myself out for a few hours and work, but the day's going to be good because I'm the one running that day. Certain level that you need to hold on to. Yes, it's responsible to get in something where it needs to go, but all we need to do is guide people. We'll put rollers in the middle, we'll roll it for it. Flip it up onto the sled, and we'll sled it into position. That's what we'll do. That's the role of what we're gonna do. Keep things simple without digressing and going off on a tangent. Keep things incredibly simple. Now, if you're doing a physical job and it doesn't pay that well and you feel that you're tired, then there's an input-output imbalance there. Something needs to give. You need to be able to establish boundaries with yourself. And that's the most important thing, I guess, we can probably take from this today. If any of you are listening as well, drop into the room. Boundaries are really important. You know, like really important to take these boundaries. Make sure that you have those boundaries set for yourself and for other people as well. This is how I do my job. This is how we do things. I'll appreciate your work, but actually I've got boundaries. You know, boundaries are where things are. Set your boundaries and be clear on what you're actually doing. Yeah, really important. really, really important. And you'll find that you'll get to where you need to go quicker, in a quicker way. So that's one of the things to kind of really think about in terms of managing your stress, is setting yourself boundaries for yourself, setting yourself, that task of ensuring that you know what you're actually doing, essentially. Set yourself boundaries, make sure that you don't take on too much, and you think about the jobs in hand, and you go through those processes of those jobs. Even if you get a piece of, one of the things I like to do is I like to write on a piece of paper, all the things that I'm doing, in terms of work wise. I like to get things sort of set out that way. And it works out really, really, really well for me, on that side of things. I get a piece of paper, I like to work things, I like to manage things really, really well. And that's how I manage doing things in my line of work.